As we've been transitioning to Agile, we've actually been building the tools that we use and building them for our customers as well.
We use Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server and also the Visual Studio Online every day. We use them for backlog management and tracking. We use them for scenario and experience planning. The teams are using them for code writing, for testing, for building and production. We use them for deployment and load testing. I mean, we use the whole thing. We use it every day.
We need to walk the walk and talk the talk, right? We need to self-host and dog food what we are building so that we really know that whatever we are building works for software development teams of different sizes and scales and shapes and complexities around the world.
We're also trying to make sure that the tools provide a very high level of visibility and also flexibility, which means that if you're going to be true to Agile and you're going to be learning and growing, it means you're going to be tweaking your process along the way. And we've got to make sure that our tools allow you to tweak your process. I think we're seeing from our customers a lot more of what I call maybe Visual Studio love. They know that we're listening now, and they're seeing that we're listening to their feedback. And I think that just goes to building credibility.
60% of the customers are continuously on our latest update. They will just keep following us with every update we release.
One of the other things that is a critical measurement that we look at in the success of our Agile process is employee satisfaction. You want your team to be happy and feel good and feel energized and excited about their job rather than feeling like they're, you know, loaded down with red tape and drudgery that's no fun for them.
Easy way for me to measure the success of any transition or any effort is I look at the number of people who are using Visual Studio today. It's higher than what it was yesterday. I look at the number of people who are excited and want to come back to Visual Studio day in and day out. It's higher today than yesterday. So that tells me that, like, you know, we are on the right track.